Time now to meet the men from the ministry. We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service, men who work in picturesque Whitehall, with St. James's Park sloping off proudly to the west, and several of the staff sloping off early to the station. But our story today begins a little distance from Whitehall in the chart-covered rooms of the Meteorological Office, wherein work those sterling individuals, the weathermen.
Yeah, that's the problem, yes. Weather. Whether to go out for lunch or eat in a canteen.
I don't know whether to have sandwiches sent up or go home.
Well, the outlook in the canteen's decidedly bleak. There seems to be a deep depression centering over the canteen staff.
Yes. My steak yesterday was mainly cold and dry, with a few isolated warm patches.
Yes, mine too. I was quite unsettled. Suffered from severe wind all day.
Still back to business. What's on today?
Nothing much. No, dust the south cones. Put the pieces of paper in the hat for the long-range forecast. And then you've got an hour's baton practice before your TV weather spot.
Oh, yes. Must practice the old twirl before tap the chart. Getting quite popular, you know. People look for it.
By the way, don't forget your appointment at 1 o'clock.
Appointment? Who's coming?
It's Dr. Wilhelm Barnhoff.
Good grief. Not old Bonkers Barnhoff back again.
Bonkers Barnhoff?
That inventor chappy. Mad as a hatter, you know.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. Tell me, isn't he the one who invented that complicated device for filing letters? Supposed to do the work of two clerks.
That's right, it did.
Yes.
But it took 7 clerks to work it. Naturally, we bought it. And since then, we've had no peace. He keeps pestering every department with his crackpot ideas.
So you really don't want to see him?
Oh, heavens no. Pass him on to someone else. Where do we usually send this sort of nutcase?
Now, well, you can offload quite a lot of that sort of rubbish, you know, onto those Whitehall johnnies.
Ah.
The chaps who are supposed to help out any department that's overloaded.
Yes, of course. The General Assistance Department. Mm. Oh, good, good. We'll send old Barnhoff to them. Make a change for the poor devils.
Yes.
They're normally at panic stations over some major national crisis.
This is a major crisis, too. I don't mind telling you I'm very worried about the situation.
Yes, one, I can see it's dangerous.
Not only the danger, too, it's a question of national pride. The eyes of the whole world are upon us.
But surely we've pulled through before. Why not this time?
Well, I don't like it, too. 103 for 8 wickets in Australia are about to take the new ball. Ugly business, ugly business. You know, at times like this, I think the only thing to take your mind off the worry is a spot of work.
Good heavens, man, you are in the state. Work. Well, I think we've got some somewhere.
Then move your pajamas out of the in tray and let's have a look.
Ah, yes, there's the pension survey to do, the export figures to tot up, and then you've got to approve the program for the Civil Service Rhododendron Society annual prize giving.
Dear me, dear me. And all these jobs came down from the permanent undersecretary, you say?
Oh, Sir Gregory Pitkin, yes,
oh,
yes.
Yes.
Perhaps you'd like to start by initialing this.
Certainly, certainly, yes. There we are. Which one was that?
The Civil Service Rhododendron Society.
Good. Quite right to do the important one first. Sir Gregory is a member of the society, you know. I say, wait a minute, sir, I'd already initialed that one.
Yeah, what? Oh, so you had. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You'll have to cross that second lot of initials out.
Yes, button. Well, can't go signing things twice, eh?
And you'll have to initial the crossing out.
Of course, yes. Well, there we are. Yes. As I said, nothing like hard work to take your mind off things.
No, sir. Ah, Mildred, you've brought the tea. Splendid.
Yes, Mr. Lamb. I know you both like a cup about now. There's such a gap between elevenses and lunch.
Well done, Mildred. Have you got one of my favourite biscuits, though?
Yes, I think so, Mr. Hamilton Jones. Oh, I almost forgot. There's a man been waiting outside all morning.
One of those that are covered all over with milk chocolate?
Well, I couldn't say, sir. He's got his overcoat on.
What? Oh, I see what you mean. Oh, no, no, no. Well, tell him to wait. We're far too busy to see anybody, aren't we, too?
Oh, yes. You?
Three lumps, do you want?
Right, yes, thank you. That'll be all, Mildred. Thank you, sir.
Now, where were we, eh? Oh, yes, the Rhododendron Society.
That's right.
Prize giving's next week, you know. Sir Gregory will be exhibiting his Ericacea in the main tent.
Really?
Yes, hope he wins this year. Last time he was narrowly beaten by Admiral Hardo. But you remember, Sir Gregory was furious. Everybody took away our permission granted stamp for a fortnight.
General Assistance Department, Richard Lamb speaking.
Pitkin here. Put Hamilton Jones on the line.
Yes, Sir Gregory. Right away. It's for you, one. Sir Gregory.
He always rings up when I'm in the middle of my tea and biscuits. You'd think he'd have more sense, wouldn't you? Hello, Sir Gregory. Are you there, Sir Gregory?
Yes, I'm here.
Nice to hear from you, sir.
Never mind that. Have you seen this inventor fellow yet? I sent him along to see you early this morning.
Inventor fellow? What do you mean?
Passed on from the Met office.
Oh, what bad luck. I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, they handed him on and I sent him over to see you.
Oh, I see.
Yes, he's got some crackpot notion about the weather.
Has he about the weather, oh, Sir Gregory? How clever. What about this inventor fellow?
Good grief, man. Haven't you read my memo?
Memo? No, no. Oh, that inventor fella. Yes, of course. How silly.
Well, he's come to see you.
Come to see
me. He should be in your other office now.
Ah, yes. My girl said there was someone out there covered in milk chocolate. Will that be him?
Get him in, man. Get him in. Yes. Get on with it.
Yes. Very good, Sir Gregory. We give my kind regards to Lady Gregory. What was he on about?
Yes.
Send some inventor to see us. Sir Gregory says he sent us a memo. Try and find it, will you? Find it?
Yes, Mother. I'll see what I can do. Oh, I should have thought it was in here somewhere. Oh, dear. There's so much rubbish in this wastepaper basket. Ah, here we are. It seems this chap's called Dr. Barnhoff.
Doctor who?
No, Dr. Barnhoff.
Well, apparently he's here now. Fetch him in, will you?
Yeah, right, Bob. Yes, I will.
Better tidy the desk, I suppose. Now, let's see what Two was dealing with yesterday. Dealing with a full house in his hand, was he? Ho, no wonder he didn't want to draw any cards, and me with only a pair. Quick shuffle calls for, I think.
Here you are, Dr. Barnhoff. This is Mr. Hamilton Jones, the number one of this department.
Number
How
one.
How do you do?
How do you do? Sorry to catch you waiting. Been involved in rather a tricky deal. Ha, ha, ha. You don't know about that, do you? No. Please take a seat.
Most kind.
Yes.
I will not beat about the bushes, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Hamilton Jones, actually.
Very well, Hamilton.
Yes.
You may call me Wilhelm.
Wilhelm, how kind.
Now, you see this small black box I have
here? Yes.
Oh, yes, it's got little dials and knobs all over it.
Exactly. Well, this black box is my new invention. It controls the weather.
Mm-hmm. You know, for a moment I thought you said it controls the weather.
Yes. I thought that too.
Yes, sounded like it, didn't it?
That is what I said. Oh. The small black box will control the weather.
Oh, good gracious me, he did say control the weather.
Yeah,
I see.
Perhaps we should pass him over to the meteorological office.
999. There I have already been.
Oh, there he's already been. Yes. Well, perhaps one of the other departments.
This device bombards the atmosphere with ionic waves.
Ionic waves, by Jove, does it?
Perhaps the Admiralty would be interested.
Ah, I suspect you are trying to pass the Burke. Perhaps even going to mock my contraption.
No, my dear fellow, don't misunderstand it. Just we don't often get anyone here with a box that controls the weather, do we, too?
Indeed, we don't.
Doesn't happen every day, does it?
Oh, wait till I tell my landlady. She loves a good laugh.
You are as bad as the rest. Pinstripe oaf.
Oh, dear me.
You have no faith in my machine.
No, not at all, Dr. Barnhart. We both think it's rather jolly, don't we?
Yes, a very pretty little box.
Yes.
It is not meant to be pretty. Oh, incompetent fool.
Oh, steady on, Doctor.
I will show you. I will make a demonstration of myself. Now.
Upon my soul, what a hasty temper. Foreigner, I should say, wouldn't you? Weather machine, indeed. Good gracious, too. Shut that confounded window, Richard. fog's pouring in.
I'm trying to one, but I can't see where it is.
Ordinary thing. Bright sunshine 1 minute, then this thick yellow fog comes down without any warning.
Ah, here's the window.
Well, that'll keep the worst of it out anyway. Turn the light on.
Right, now, where's that switch? Ah, got it.
Doesn't seem to make much difference, does it?
Oh, I don't know. At least we can see quite clearly how thick the fog is.
Come back here and let's get on. Won't be easy when we can't see what we're doing, will it?
I quite agree, Juan. I can't see my hand in front of my face.
No, I can't see my hand either, still I'm sure it's not a very good one. Most of the trumps and court cards are already out, if you remember.
Mr. Hammond Jones? Mr. Lamb? Are you in there?
Ah, it's you, Mildred. I recognize that extraordinary perfume anywhere.
It's fruit of sin.
Never mind how you got it, Mildred. We're worried about this fog. See if you can find the window in the outer office and shut it.
Right you are, Mr. Lamb. Yes, isn't it funny about the fog? I've just been eating my sandwiches in the park and it's all bright and sunny there.
Extraordinary, isn't it?
Yes, this fog's only round Whitehall. It's proper eerie, I call it.
Only round Whitehall, but that's
yes.
Enough. Oh, I say, one. I've just had a thought.
So have I too, Dr. Barnhoff, yes. The man with the weather box.
He said he'd show us.
Good heavens, too, to see what this means. If that box really can control the weather, the possibilities are boundless.
Absolutely. The mind boggles.
This is no time for boggling, too. We must get hold of Dr. Barnhoff straight away. Get over him straight away. You'll have to apologize for your stupidity when he came in, of course.
Oh, yes, sir. Have we got Dr. Barnhoff's visiting card, Mildred?
Yes, sir. I used it to wedge the washroom door.
You ring him at once, too. I'll get on to top brass and tell him I've made a vital discovery. No doubt they'll want a special demonstration. All set for the demonstration, Dr. Barnhoff?
Yes, I am all ship-shape and brave and fashion. Are you sure we shall cause no incontinence to the public here?
Oh, no, no, quite sure. That's why we chose Salisbury Plain.
Good.
Yes.
The machine is all ready.
Uh-huh.
As you can see, the dry cone's connected to the blip cone and the blip cone's connected to the track cone.
Splendid. The arm is cordoned off the area and the general and all the other observers should be here any minute.
Oh, good. Well, then I shall wait while you give
me... Ah, that looks like the general's car. I'll go and have a word with him. You can start whenever you like.
Excellent. I will begin to come in.
Ah, good morning, General.
Morning, morning. Sorry I'm late. Some fools left a great pile of stones in the middle of Salisbury Plain. Nearly came a cropper, I can tell you.
Oh, dear me. Very careless, General.
Yes, right. I'll send the car away, and we can get on with it. Sergeant, cut along and throw a few more badges on my beret. Pick me up in half an hour. By the way, Hamilton Jones,
yes.
Why are you wearing that extraordinary outfit?
Extraordinary outfit? You mean the gas cape and gum boots? Well, you can't be too careful, can you?
Nonsense. The forecast is dry and sunny. That's why I got out my tropical kit. Anyone would think you actually expected this device to work.
Oh, I have high hopes, General. High hopes. My department's had a lot to do with the development of this little gadget.
Yes, tell me. Are you trying to bombard the ionosphere with polarized neutrons? Or are you planning to create a geomagnetic warp by the use of a synchrotron?
Oh, a bit of both, I should think. Somewhere between the two.
I see. Well, it seems to be a bit of a dog's breakfast to me.
Bit of a dog's
yes.
breakfast. Oh, dear.
Waste of a lovely sunny day.
Yes.
Could have been having a jolly good round of golf.
Look here, General, you better borrow my sou'wester. Under the circumstances, I'm going to stretch a point and unroll my umbrella.
Thank you, Hamilton Jones. By jingo, just look at that rain. It's fantastic.
And most impressive display, I'd say, General. Snow, fog, hail, rain.
Well, gentlemen, have you seen enough?
Yes, yes, Doctor. Turn it off, please.
You all thought I was a Schimmeldeutsch.
Oh, did we?
Now perhaps you are convinced of it.
I say, General, just think of the military possibilities of this machine.
By Jove, yes.
Or to put the wind up any enemy, eh?
Enemy?
Yes.
It's just a thing to toughen up our own chaps.
So you're satisfied this weather machine could be useful?
Well, of course I am, Hamilton
yes.
Jones. I said so all along.
Yes.
Well, I'm leaving the matter in your hands.
That's it.
Now get the thing developed as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Where really, it's too bad of one to leave me alone in the office. It needs both of us here to carry the routine on. Still, I'll just have to manage. Let me see. Red Queen on Black King. Ooh, somebody coming.
All right, too. It's only me. Oh. No need to shove the pack down your trousers.
Oh, good. By the way, this pack of yours was in a shocking state.
Was it?
Yes, every card had funny marks on the back. Top left corner. Someone been doodling by the look of it. I wiped them off with a wet cloth.
Oh, I hope you did. Did you? Oh, yes, well, of course. Yes.
I say, how did the demonstration go?
The demonstration. Absolutely first class, too, my dear, too, my dear, too. Absolutely first. All the officials got soaked to the skin. They were delighted.
Oh, splendid. I see you brought the weather machine back with you.
Oh, have I? Yes. Yes, quite right. I persuaded the doctor it was best left in our hands. He's busy making arrangements for mass production.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Certainly is. I shouldn't be surprised if I get a mention in the honors list for this, you know. Oh, oh. Not every woman would recognize the potential in that machine as quickly as I did.
No.
Hello, hello. General Assistant Apartments, Sir Hamilton Jones speaking. I'm so sorry. Hold on a minute. Hamilton Jones speaking.
Pitkin here.
Pitkin, it's Sir
Gregory. Well done, Hamilton Jones.
Thank you, Sir Gregory.
I just heard about the successful demonstration.
Oh, yes, good.
Oh, shouldn't be surprised if there's a mention in the honors list for this.
Do you really think so, Sir Gregory?
Yes, yes, I'm sure they won't overlook me.
I beg your pardon?
After all, not everyone would have recognized the potential in that machine as quickly as I did.
Oh, no, of course, I see.
I wonder what title I should take.
Yes.
See, Lord Pitkin of Surbiton, you think, or Guildford, perhaps.
Or Crawley.
Yes. Anyway, see that you keep up the good work down there. We don't want any butt-shops at this stage.
Any what, Sir Greg?
Bunch-ups.
Oh, yes, oh, he said that. Rest assured, oh, he's gone. What a bumptious fellow he is. Honours list, indeed.
Fancy, controlling your own local weather. It's certainly a major breakthrough one. I mean, consider its uses in battle, when there's a real crisis in the field and the country's whole future hangs in the balance.
That reminds me, too, what's the test match score?
The test...
Yes.
Well, you don't think I listen to the wireless in office hours, do you?
I said, what's the test match score?
We're 225 all out. The Australians are going into bat after lunch.
Well, I'm off to watch the afternoon's play at Lord's. If anybody wants me, I've taken a late lunch or an early tea, whatever you like.
Yes, Ron. Why are you taking that weather machine with you?
Why am I taking the weather machine? Oh, well, I promised I wouldn't let it out of my sight, didn't I? Can't be too careful, you know.
No, I... Morning, Mildred.
Morning, Mr. Lamb. Mr. H.J. is in already.
Good gracious. It's only 10:30. He is early today.
Ah, there you are, too. Tell me, do you normally get in at this time?
No one, but this morning I caught my right cycle clip in the rear bumper of a sports car. That's why I'm early.
Oh, I see, I see. Well, come into my office.
Right you are.
Ah, little celebration, too. I broached a new bottle of brandy from the first aid cupboard.
Oh, thank you, Juan. What are we celebrating?
What are we celebrating? Good heavens, too. Haven't you seen the news? England won the second test.
Oh, yes, of course. I saw the headlines, but yes. I haven't had time to read the details.
Drink up, too. It's a day for pride and Thanksgiving.
An amazing comeback, wasn't it? And all in one afternoon.
Yes.
How did it happen?
How did it happen? Yes, well, let me think now. How did it happen? Well, Australia were all out for 21 in their first innings and never really recovered.
All out for 21? I could scarcely believe it.
Yes, as soon as Australia went into bat, you see, we had a short, sharp shower that really livened up the wicket.
What astonishing luck.
Wasn't it? What astonishing luck. Our fast bowlers were almost unplayable. I've never seen the ball swing so viciously in all my life. Ho, 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 stumps were going down like nine pins.
But what about Booth and O'Neill? They made a big score in the last test.
Yes, well, that was rather extraordinary, too. Heavy snowstorm stopped play. Just as they got their eye in.
A snowstorm?
Yes, a snowstorm. And when they came out again, a thick mist came down unexpectedly. They were both clean bowled before they could appeal against the light.
Yes. In the middle
in
of...
In the middle, yes.
I see. One,
yes.
You took that weather machine to Lord's yesterday.
Did I? Yes, yes. I believe I did, yes.
Really? That's hardly British. I mean...
Well, come, too. I may have taken the opportunity of checking the machine that it was in proper working order. I may have done.
Well, I must say, Juan, I'm a little surprised at you.
Let me see now. Where are the next Olympics? Mexico City, is it?
Oh, surely you're not thinking of... I say, it would be a happy coincidence if a strong following wind sprang up behind our long jumpers.
Behind our long jumpers, yes, wouldn't it? Be a coincidence.
Sir, it's that Dr. Bernhoff. He wants to see you.
Mr. Hamilton Jones, Mr. Lamb.
Come in, my dear fellow. Sit down. Have a drop of medicinal brandy.
I have come about my machine.
Yes, what about?
I have made a disturbing discovery.
Oh, but Mr. Hamilton Jones hasn't been near Lord's cricket ground. I can vouch for that.
Now, steady, steady, steady. Too. Doctor, no, nothing wrong, I hope?
I have been doing further calculations, and it appears the machine has some unforeseen side effects.
Oh.
Thank heavens we have confined it to one small test area in Salisbury Plain.
Yes, yes, of course. Yes.
I have found that in altering the weather in one spot, one cannot avoid affecting the weather in other places at the same time.
Oh, dear. You mean if we change the weather in London, we might cause a heat wave in Manchester?
Yes. Or something even more unusual. Oh? And this, in turn, could affect yet other areas, spreading in ever-widening circles and causing an ultimate state of chaos and derision.
Chaos and derision, did you say, Doctor? What words?
Goodness, no one has been using the machine. It is comforting to know that it has been in such trustworthy hands.
Trustworthy hands, quite so, yes.
I must go now and do further research. Back to the drawing board.
Dear one, do you suppose you don't think that he...
Now, don't fuss. I'm sure he's exaggerating. After all, what possible harm could there be in making a few minor adjustments to the weather over Lord's? Oh, that's the phone. I'll take it, too. Hamilton Jones speaking.
Pitkin here. What the blasted blue blazes we're up to now, eh?
Blue blazes?
We've just had an official complaint from the French government.
I didn't...
They say we've been mucking about with the European weather.
Mucking about? What strong
terms. They've had torrential rain for the past 20 hours.
Have they?
If it goes on much longer, de Gaulle will be the only one with his head above water.
Oh, it's very amusing.
It is not amusing.
Yeah. Oh, well,
they've met people have traced the calls back to a freak disturbance over London.
Dear me, well, it was a funny day yesterday, if you remember.
What's more, they somehow got to hear about this weather machine of ours.
Oh.
They say we did it deliberately.
Tricky business, Sir Gregory.
Now, listen, it's up to you and Lamb to put things right.
Yes.
Take that infernal machine of yours over to Paris.
What?
Over to Paris with a machine.
Yes.
And give him some sunshine at once.
Give him some sunshine? I see. Okay. Oh, yes. Oh, he's gone. Two, Sir Gregory tells me we've got to go over to France and give him some sunshine.
I know one. I was listening on the extension. But according to Dr. Bahnhof, if we alter the weather over there, we might start more changes everywhere else.
That's a risk we'll have to take, too, unless you fancy arguing with Sir Gregory.
Oh, no, not that.
No, they're still not back, Bernard. This is the fourth day I've been in charge of the office. What? No, of course it's not difficult to cope. I just stamp permission refused on all correspondence. Well, apparently, they're still chasing round Europe with their little thingy trying to put the weather right. No, all I know is what I hear on the wireless. Oh, hey, that reminds me. It's about time for the news. Ta-ta, love. Oh, I hope I missed the beginning.
And reports continue to come in of freak weather conditions throughout the world. Though Paris itself has been basking in sunshine for several days, high winds along the French Riviera have torn the costumes from many of the bathers. Cold fronts are expected to follow. In the Iberian Peninsula, further unusual conditions have occurred. The rain in Spain is falling mainly on the hills. Fleets of snowplows will today attempt to rescue the Foreign Legion Patrol snow duck in the Sahara. And the Royal Navy icebreaker HMS Hubert will try again to get through to Gibraltar. The big freeze which grips the island is reported to be causing particular hardship to the monkeys. Following charges in the United Nations that a British scientific experiment was responsible for disturbing the world's weather, two British government experts have been rushed to New York.
Oh, I wonder if it's them.
Their appearance was delayed due to their getting trapped in a revolving door.
Oh, it is them.
However, they have now told the Assembly that there's no truth whatever in the suggestion that they began the disturbances, and that even if they did, it was only an accident. The senior delegate, Mr. Roland Hamilton Jones, promised immediate British aid to the warm clothes for Africa appeal. I've just been handed a new sash. The debate in the assembly was abruptly concluded when a tidal wave swept up the East River and flooded the United Nations building. The British delegation were last seen wading through the doors into the sandstorm raging outside. They appeared to be carrying a small black box which was giving off oily smoke and showers of sparks.
Oh, Mr. Lamb, you're in. When did you get back?
Yesterday, Mildred. I thought I'd get in early this morning to start to clear out my desk. I don't suppose I should be here much longer.
Oh, dear. Have you heard anything?
Not yet, but after this weather disaster, I'm sure we'll be for it. At the very least, I expect a transfer to archives at Ballymucky. Could you find me a cup of tea and a couple of lightly boiled aspirins?
Ah, yes, Mr. Lamb.
Thank you very much. Oh, what a way to end a career. And I showed such promise, too.
Good morning, what's the matter with you? You look like a pregnant owl.
Oh. Well, we're in trouble, aren't we? It's no use pretending I don't give a hoot.
Very tricky. Nonsense, my dear, too. Weather's settled down again, hasn't it? Everything back to normal.
But what about those foreign governments? We've upset all their weather. They'll be hopping mad.
Oh, didn't I tell you? In compensation, the PM offered to send Mr. Gordon Walker on a goodwill tour. So, of course, they told him to forget all about it.
Oh, that is a relief. But what about that wretched weather box? What's happened to
it? Oh, the weather box. I sent that to Sir Gregory Pitkin for safekeeping. Any further mishaps, he can't blame us.
Sir Gregory, the foreigners may have forgiven us, but he won't. He was livid when he heard you'd used the weather box for private purposes. He'll say we're incompetent. Hello, General Incompetence Department. General Assistance Department.
Pitkin here.
It's him. It's Sir Gregory.
Hamilton Jones there?
No, he's out. And I'm out, too. We're both out.
What are you talking about? Who is it?
It's Sir Gregory.
Give it to me. Hello, hello, Sir Gregory.
Ah! Hamilton Jones.
Yes.
Pleasant journey back, I trust.
Thank you, yes. Thank you.
Good, good. I'm ringing up from the main tent of the Civil Service Rhododendron Show.
Oh, the Rhododendron Show. How interesting, yes.
Well, they inspected the blooms as soon as they arrived this morning.
Did they inspect the blooms?
They inspected, yes. And they've just made the award.
Oh, yes, the Gregory, yes.
Yes.
What?
They've done the judging.
Uh-huh.
And handed out the prizes.
Yes, yes.
Yes. They've just handed out the prizes.
Oh, did it twice, did they? Oh, I beg your pardon, Sir Gregory. Of course, I know what he wants me to ask you. How did you get on, Sir Gregory?
Well, it's funny you should ask that, yes. I got first prize.
First prize?
Yes, indeed. Silver cup.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yes, they said my pink colossus was the biggest they'd ever seen.
And, oh, his pink colossus was the biggest they'd ever seen.
Are you still there?
Congratulations, yes, I was just passing round the news.
Ah, good, thank
you. Congratulations, Sir Gregory. We all send our congratulations.
Thank you so much. I thought you'd like to know.
Yes, indeed. Now, what about Admiral Hardover? I thought he was favourite to win.
Ah, yes. An extraordinary thing, that.
What?
Well, all his best blooms were blighted by a sudden frost last night.
A frost, Sir Gregory, in the middle of June.
Yes, amazing, isn't it? Yes, luckily I'd already gathered my blooms in.
You'd already gathered in your pink colossus, had you?
Yes.
The other poor devils were hit by a sudden frost in the middle of June, is that what you said?
Yes, a bit of a coincidence, that what?
Bit of a frost, if you ask me. By the way, Sir Gregory, how's that weather box I gave you? The one that mustn't be used for private purposes.
Oh, the weather box.
The weather
box.
Yes.
Funny, it packed up just afterwards.
Afterwards? After what, Sir
Gregory? Just after you gave it to me.
After I gave it to you.
I've had it destroyed.
Oh, a good idea. Tricky thing if it ever fell into the wrong hands, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Well, you needn't worry anymore.
No, I won't, thank
Goodbye,
you.
Goodbye, Hamilton Jones. Yes. First prize, eh?
Goodbye, Sir Gregory. Well, too, that's the end of that little episode. Two, where are you?
I've just been talking to Dr. Barnhoff in the outer office.
Dr. Barnhoff, the inventor?
Yes, he's got a wonderful new idea.
Has he?
Yes, if we can't bring the good weather to England, why not take England to the good weather?
take England to the good weather.
Yes, apparently there are vast metal deposits in South America, you see. So we just have to build a huge magnet on the coast of Wales.
Out of the question, too. Out of the question.